Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the American Idol Season 18 Top 20 AfterBuzz After Show. I am your girl, Trina Dong, and of course, I'm not here alone. We have day one American Idol super fan, Lisa Macy. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Trina. So excited to talk about this episode.
Absolutely. And we also have...
I'm going to be online with you guys right now, so y'all made my night.
Ooh, fun. 1 a.m. Like, nighttime party. Let's do it. So we have a lot to go over tonight. Very interesting stuff. First time ever for American Idol remote top... remote anything, but specifically remote top 20. We are going to talk about how we felt about the whole format in general. We'll talk about who we thought could have given us a little bit more, and of course, our favorites. We've got some great news from Lisa Macy, as always, every week, and also a special segment by Hamza that we're going to dream up our perfect remote performance. But before we get into all that, let's talk about our overall thoughts. Why don't we go with you, Lisa?
It was so exciting. Tonight was history making, you know, groundbreaking. We've never seen this happen before. Really cool. Didn't know how they were going to handle it, but you know what? They pulled it off and I was entertained. It was great. You can definitely see how it works to some of the contestants' advantage and not so much to other ones. But as a whole, I was entertained and kudos to Idol for making this happen. This is history making what they did tonight.
Hamza?
American Idol must have taken the Britney Spears school of going live, because I thought I heard nothing but pre-recorded tracks and lip syncing, but I still enjoyed it. I love the creativity and I'm excited to start talking about it.
Interesting. I think I ride the line right in the middle of the both of you. I loved some of it, didn't love some of it, but was very exciting to see that it actually got put together. So I think that's all that really matters at the end of the day. So we have some stuff to watch. So let's get right into how we felt just all together about how this went. Go ahead, Hamza. I want to hear this hot take of yours.
I mean, I'm just saying, if someone's going to tell me they're going to do something live, I like to see it live. But with that aside, the contestants did a great job, in my opinion. And to be able to perform like that with no audience in front of you, and a lot of them put on a great performance. They weren't just standing there. They're moving around. They were kind of engaging with the camera. They had the little mini fans are on the side, you know, the family members. So overall, I still liked it. I still loved it. Just don't tell me it's live when it's not.
Okay. Lisa, what do you think?
Very good point, Hamza. Yeah. Things I loved seeing the Idol's family members. I loved seeing them in their element, in their homes. Mm-hmm. I loved seeing behind the scenes when they turned the camera around and you could kind of see their ring light set up, the camera. That was cool to see, you know, the actual like set and the technology that they were working with. Things I didn't like is some of the performances seemed overproduced. It's weird. Some of them seemed to me like it was their more authentic voice. And some of the other contestants seemed so produced. It didn't even seem, I don't know. It seemed like their voices had been tweaked and there was too much going on. A tasty tidbit of information I thought they were going to mention tonight, but they didn't, is the Idol desk that Ryan Seacrest was hosting from tonight was from season one of American Idol with Randy, Paula, and Simon. That was the OG original American Idol desk that the judges used to sit at. And he brought it out of his...
Sorry, was that the same desk from the picture with you and Ryan Seacrest on Instagram that you put up?
Oh, good question. No, that was a news station, but good question. Yeah.
Fun. That's interesting.
But yeah, that was the desk. He had it in his garage in storage and pulled it out. It was the perfect opportunity. So...
Well, I agree with some of them being overproduced. It reminded me of another music competition show, no need to mention, but some of that was happening. But then I also thought a few of them were underproduced. There was a couple that I was just like, my notes say what? And I wouldn't have usually felt that way about these people. We will get into it. We will talk about it. But I felt like maybe it seemed like some got more attention than others. But maybe you got more attention if you asked for it, if you asked for more production, if you made more demands, if you said things like that, because it really is, I think, at the end of the day, pretty much up to you, because they don't have someone that's on you all the time. So maybe that was the case. If you didn't have a thorough plan, you didn't really get the whole thing that you could have gotten. So maybe that's it. We've got a lot of people active in the chat tonight, guys. So let me just go through a few of them. We've got Jonathan here. We've got Lisa S here. We've got Kent Key says, not enough spots for all of the good people in the top 10. That is a very true point. Mm-hmm. We've got Joseph Boza. And it says, interesting, made a comment that Katie looks about 6 to 7 months along. Instead of, yeah, isn't she 9? Or is that not accurate?
I don't know. She was, yeah, I thought she was
9.
Maybe it's right around the same. I mean, she wore sanitizer, so we don't know what any of her looks like. So we'll leave it at that. So keep talking in the chat, guys. Let us know what you think. We've got our opinions tonight, but we also want to hear yours. Anything else to say to the fans, Hamza?
I mean, I like talking to you guys. It's a lot of fun. But my main thing I love is when I go back and read the comments and I see some people go really in depth. And there's a guy, I believe, named Richard in the chat that's been watching since day one. And I can tell that guy's a fan. So if you guys want to, you know, chat along with us, subscribe below, follow along, like, share, comment. Let's talk.
Absolutely. And if you listen to us on iTunes, give us a 5. Okay. Got a lot more show for you guys, so let's keep it moving. Let's go ahead and start with the people that we wish would have given us more. Go ahead, Hamza.
Okay, I really wanted to go with this one because I've been rooting for Louis Knight since day one. And he did something that I always fear people do when they blow things out of the water from the jump. They kind of go stale. And I don't even know how to say it without making it sound like I'm talking down him, because he's still one of the best, in my opinion. I still think he's going to go far, if not top 5, right? But it's just, I wish he would have done a little bit better to make sure that I don't feel nervous about his spot next week, just because it's getting to be a little bit of the same kind of tone overall. So I want to see him switch it up a little bit, do something a little bit different, something a little bit more fast-paced. I just want to see him show a different side of him, maybe. And another one I had, and same reasoning, is because I was a fan since day one, was Sophia James. Now, side note, I love the very end when she got that hug from, I believe his name is James, right?
James, yeah.
Yes. I love that. That was so pure and sincere, and it was just awesome. Yeah. But I think that she could have done a little bit better, and I feel like I wish she would have done a little bit better, because to me, she's one of the top 5 as well.
Let me chime in on that one, because that is the one that I wrote what next to? I was not expecting, because she knocked it out on the last performance. She completely, not this one, the last one in Hawaii.
Right.
Yeah. So she completely showed a different side of herself, really elevated, showed some different things that she could do. This one, I did feel bad about the piano situation where she had to look down to hit the keys. So that did take away from a lot of it. I think there were nerves in playing that instrument, especially standing up so, and it was so low and all of that. But I didn't think it was anywhere near what she's capable of.
I will say this, though. One point. Because she looked down and it kind of messed her up and threw her off, I know she did that live. That one was one of the performances that was live. If she produced it like the other one, she could have sounded better. So I can give her that pass for that one.
Interesting. Okay, what's your last one? Who's number 3?
Oh, I don't think I picked the 3. I think those 2 are the ones. The rest of my enjoy.
Wait, those are the ones that you enjoyed?
No, the ones I wish they did
wish
better.
You did better. Sorry, miss her.
I enjoyed. Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, understood. Okay, Lisa, what about you? Who do you wish did better?
Well, it's interesting, Hamza, that you said Louis Knight. I actually had written down, he isn't one that I picked for this, but I thought he did well. I noticed his accent more tonight. It's funny. Sometimes when he sings, he loses the accent. I could hear it a lot tonight. I loved that he was in his bedroom. Like, there's something so endearing and sweet about seeing these contestants in their homes like that. So I actually really enjoyed his performance. But people that I thought didn't do as well as I had hoped, Lauren Spencer Smith. Now, not because of how she sang, she killed it, but the background. Okay, the background on the lake for me was distracting. Like, she sang so good, but I would rather have just seen her against a plain background, because I'm listening to her notes, I'm hearing her singing, but I'm so distracted by what's going on behind her, the beauty, that I don't know, it was too much. I think when you're that good, you don't need to have that view behind you. Just my
personal
opinion.
Was it a background though? Like,
oh no, she was like out on a porch. No, I think
I thought it looked CGI'd.
Oh, I think that was real. It looked real. I don't know.
It was real. Yeah, she actually put it down for honorable mention, so I was surprised. But when you said it wasn't her singing, I'm like, okay, I have to give you a pass on that one. But I wrote her down as honorable mention for me because her voice is on point.
Oh, yeah. And she was especially soulful and good tonight. Yes, I agree, Hamza. Her voice was incredible tonight. That's why she didn't have to have that amazing backdrop for me.
Oh.
Gina, you're going to kill me for this one.
Why?
Arthur Gunn.
No!
I know. Yeah. I wanted more. Okay. Not because of how he sang. He sounded amazing, but he's another one too, where this format either helps the contestants or works against them.
Right.
I think, with Lauren Spencer Smith, her background worked against her. For Arthur Gunn, the same thing. This setting where it's up close, where it's just him and the camera, it was so obvious that his eyes were closed the whole time. I found it distracting. I think if we had been able to have this live on a stage and him rocking out, him doing like a crazy rock and roll song like that up on a big stage would have been amazing. And you wouldn't have noticed his eyes closed as much. So that's the only reason why he sounded so good. But this format showed his eyes closed. Don't kill me, Trina.
Okay, moving on.
I know. And finally, like, Olivia Jimenez, same thing, Trina. I think you really liked her Billie Eilish also, but I did not like it. And I love Olivia, but I didn't like this performance tonight at all. I think there were parts where her voice sounded good, but parts where it didn't. And I didn't like, I love Olivia, but I did not like the song choice for her tonight.
Well, I have kept silent because I have things to say from my own list, but I will chime in there on the Olivia front really fast because she didn't make either of my lists. But I, when the first notes played, I was like, oh no, that is a bad call, because she started singing like Billy, but then suddenly turned it into her own. And I thought she did a good job of turning that particular song into her own. That doesn't mean it was the right song. So okay. I totally feel you on that. And yeah, she wasn't at the top of my list tonight. So the people that I wish had done better, Louis Knight was the first one that came up. Well, he was one of the first up, but I thought he just kind of threw it away. I didn't really understand, because I've been thinking that about him, and that he just wasn't stepping up. He was doing the same thing, but not as good. And so I'm wondering what that is, because I mean, we all know what it's like to be in your living room and try to, or bedroom or wherever it is, to try to do your job. And the first few times was very awkward and something we're not used to. So I'm going to go ahead and give him the benefit of the doubt of just not being used to what's going on and knowing how many people are actually watching you FaceTime, basically. So I'm going to give it to that.
Was it the song then you didn't like, or the fact he was in his bedroom, or just like everything together?
No, I didn't like the performance itself. Okay. The others, I thought it looked good and I thought he looked cool and all of that, but just his performance, I don't really get it. Michaela, who's one of my favorites. She sang Ariana, which was a bad move. Because it sounds like karaoke, because she, her voice is trained from listening to Ariana Grande. And so that was really sad, because she sounds good, but she sounds like someone doing Ariana.
Don't you think she sounded so produced? She sounded so produced to me. It was like,
yes.
I don't know. I didn't enjoy it.
But if she would have done a produced pop song that didn't already sound like her voice, I wouldn't even have thought twice. And I just would have said, that's great. Mm-hmm. But this was just kind of like produced and very the same in a weird way. Sorry, we've got a lot of chat happening. Everybody's bonding in the chat. Thank you guys for talking and being friends. We love you all. I will recap in just a few minutes, but keep it coming. My final one on the wish they did better, Arthur Gunn.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. So you're not hating me for saying that then?
No, I'm not hating you. I'm upset that other people also feel that way, because that means I'm not just being judgy. It means that it's a real thing that's happening. Mm-hmm. His voice is so specific that I feel like he's doing the exact same thing every single time. The exact same growls, the exact same, almost even the format of the way the song is composed is the same. And I need it to not be for him to stay, I think, because people are going to get bored.
You know, guys, I have a confession to make. But I did have a third one. But I looked down at it, and I didn't want Trina to kill me. So I was like, you know what? I'll let it slide. I'm going to let this slide. I'm not going to bring him up. But okay, I'm glad you guys agree.
Honestly, it was a good call to add him to everybody's list, because it is so unfortunate, because he's so talented. But you know, we do have those singers, a lot of those singers, and a lot of the ones we listen to, they sound exactly the same every single time, but mm-hmm. it's not going to kill it in a competition show,
right?
But see, I do think he sounded different in this, because it was so much faster. So I don't know, you still think it sounded the same?
I think it sounded different mainly because he was moving around and he had more energy and he didn't have the guitar mm-hmm. like restraining him. Right. So I think there was more just overall energy, maybe, but the way he was using his vocals was exactly the same. Not that you have to do tricks every time, but the point of the show is also to get better. He's definitely mm-hmm. not the best ever that he could be by any means. So right. he does right. have to learn too. So a few of the chat are going in. Someone said that they wish, so the top 20 is being discussed a lot as far as who should fit into it, how they should do it. And Jonathan said he wishes that the elimination order could be 20 to 12 to 6 to 3, which is interesting, because then top 12 then, basically,
right.
is, I guess, the ask.
Right.
And then we've got some other comments here. Olivia had a bad night, Kent Key said.
Yes.
Bad is a strong word. I'll let Lisa agree with you on that.
I agree. Love her, but I agree.
Bad night. I just think it's a play on words. I think she meant bad in a good way.
Interesting. Interesting. Joseph said, I wonder if the stress was really too much. And Kent Key also said Dwayne had a bad night. Wow.
Oh.
And we'll keep going. We will keep going. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan's in the chat with you guys right now, talking a lot of stuff.
Ryan's the man. Ryan.
He's doing great. He's killing it. I'll be back in the chat to see what they're up to. But let's get into who we loved the best. I will let you start this time, Lisa.
Okay. I loved, of course, Jovan. Like, absolutely loved Jovan Webb. His grit and growl is always there. I liked his background. It wasn't distracting. I don't know. I feel like I always say Jovan, and I wanted to pick some different people this time, but he really, I know, you know, and I think he nailed it. He was one of the people that wasn't overproduced, was super stripped down. And you could just hear his growl. In fact, it was so like loud and strong at one point. You could hear the microphone got kind of fuzzy or something. Mm-hmm. It's just like, that is power. And right. after seeing that performance, I'm just like, I want to see this man live on stage. Like, if his voice is, you know, coming across on our TVs that powerfully, imagine seeing him in person. So loved him. I thought this was a great format for him. I loved Grace Lear tonight. I thought she was another one. Like the show, you know, we were going along. There are people who I think who are great singers, but not necessarily everyone caught my attention. Grace Lear actually grabbed my attention tonight. I thought, I don't know, I liked her simple background too. She was outside. I thought you could really hear her vocals. She didn't seem too produced either. I thought she killed that Faith Hill song. Just had a really clean, pretty sound to her voice. I really enjoyed Grace, got my attention. And then of course, Just Sam. I always say Just Sam. She was amazing, but she's always amazing. But I'm actually going to talk about Dwayne Crocker Jr. because the judges kind of knocked him tonight and said he didn't have enough growl to do that James Brown song. I thought it was smooth. I thought it was entertaining. I watched on his Instagram today how he put up the Christmas tree to just add something in the background to look at. Yeah. And the best part of all was his family, those cute little kids dancing around. I would tune into him every day if he was singing, having his family dancing. That was so cute. I thought he did great. So I put him in there as one of my favorites just because the whole overall performance was so heartwarming and amazing.
Agreed. We've got some comments in the chat about our last topic, so I want to get them in really fast. Mm-hmm. Jonathan and Joseph are saying, saying that maybe the 3 months off made them lose momentum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is good interesting, point. But to me, which is a very good point and could very well be true, but to me, that time should be utilized to practice. So it depends on the choices that were made, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right. And then Lisa S is agreeing with you, Lisa M. I love Joven so much. He sang Joe Cocker and he did it justice.
Mm-hmm.
Hamza, agreed, what do you think?
Lisa, you were right about Joven, man. It's that's one thing I wrote down about him is that it's when he first came out, he was one of the first ones I watched because again, my app wasn't working. So I had to go on the things and watch the clips again. And he was one of the first ones I watched. I'm like, oh, well, this is how it's going to sound. This is great. Like, his vocals coming through. He was hitting every note and it was just not produced. It was live. I just loved it. And then it went on. And it's like, all right. I don't know what's happening, but I agree with you on that one. However, everyone seems to be disagreeing with me today. And I could be just jet lagged and trying to get or something. But Olivia was one of my top ones.
Oh,
and
wow.
Here's why. Okay, I'll explain why. I know it's a competition and I know you got to be able to sing and hit notes and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, an American Idol is somebody who can entertain people. And I was very entertained with their performance because I believe what she did was she started off in that low tone like Billie Eilish does to catch people off guard, get them turned off. Like, okay, how is she going to make this anything different? Because that's what I thought. Like, that song is such a low register. What can she do? And she punched it up, in my opinion. And I loved it. I was enjoying it. And I wrote her down. And I could be wrong, apparently. But another one for me was Faith. Faith sang River. And at the very beginning of it, I was like, I didn't understand her tone that she was in, right? The octave she was singing. I didn't get it at first. But as she progressed, it made sense to me. Very creative. She made it her own 100%. She made me re-like the song again. River is one of my fave songs from back from a couple of years ago. But she made it her own. I loved her rendition of it. And I just like, again, she entertained me. So Faith and Olivia really entertained me tonight. And that's what I want from a TV show or a performance. Lastly, this one's going to be a little bit of a hypocritical for myself because I hate the overproduced stuff. But Dwayne Crocker, that was another one I liked. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because I feel like he did his thing on it. It wasn't the same as James Brown would do it, but he had his vocals were strong. He hit every note. It sounded smooth, but it was that was the one that made me realize, are people lip syncing this? Because it sounded so overproduced. He looked away a couple of times and the microphone still picked up his voice the same, you know? I may be biased because those kids got me excited.
Yeah.
The little girl was like, all right, let's do this.
So cute.
Well, you do have
night.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're right. And you have people agreeing with you in the chat on Olivia, so don't you worry.
Okay, good.
Jonathan says Olivia is a superstar.
Yep.
Done.
Jonathan, you are the man.
And I didn't really disagree with you either. I just didn't think she was in my top three, but we can get into that. Joven was in mine. You can't open up a show with Joe Cocker and have me not say that you're my favorite one of the whole night. So that's it. There's not much else to say. Is I think that what I was talking about, I think, was that if he just keeps doing the same thing, it's going to bore me. Mm-hmm. And oh, wait, no. Maybe I don't remember who I was talking about. Could have been him. Could have been Franklin Boone, actually, now that I think about it. But same for all of them. You know, if they keep doing the same stuff. And he really pushed it tonight. He was hitting notes. He was entertaining us. We were at a show. with his. I didn't care about the background. I didn't care about any of that stuff. He brought it. He brought those backup singers in with him and used them so properly. Mm-hmm. And he killed it. Faith, also me. That girl can stand there and just sing stuff at me. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, it was the greatest thing, because when it makes you like, you feel it in your chest when she sings, what else do you need? And finally, and I believe someone talked about this in the dislikes, Lauren Spencer Smith.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that I didn't like her singing. I didn't like the background.
You didn't like the background. Yeah. I thought the background was CGI and I was like, whatever. Because she was, to me, she was killing it again. And she is also one of those people that is very, you can stand there and sing and I will be perfectly happy. Mm-hmm. That being said, I hope in the future that they're able to bring things like choreo, a little movement, stuff like that, because her voice and Faith and I think Sanaya and Michaela, all of these almost female pop stars really could get into that vein if they utilize that. I understand why you wouldn't do that the first one out, but I hope it comes. Who else do we have in the chat that's chatting? Lisa S. also liked Dwayne. And Jonathan Lowe says, I agree with Trina. So we will end with the comments. I'm just kidding. The background was so gorgeous. It looked, see, I think so too, but disagree on this one. I understand what you're saying. You're watching like the lake.
It was so gorgeous. Yeah, it was so, so gorgeous. That was taking my, That was taking my attention from her. Yeah.
I can watch that. I have to go back and watch that now. Now you guys got me
interested. You should.
I mean, I want to go there. Wherever she was, I want to be there. That was beautiful.
Same.
Yeah.
What do we have for news tonight, Lisa?
Ooh.
I'm excited.
So, last week, America Groat voted Grace Lear as our final top 20 contestant, eliminating fellow country singer Lauren Mazzetti. But it looks like Lauren is going to be just fine. I know we were worried about her. Her song, God Made a Woman, which she dedicated to her Nana and performed on Idol, is sitting in at the number 5 spot on the iTunes Country Albums chart.
Whoa.
Yeah. And Lauren also told fans that she sent her single to country radio stations across America this week and is asking her supporters to call their favorite radio stations and request her song. So, but it sounds like she's doing just fine, you know?
Yeah.
I know we didn't really like the way the Idol played that out, making us choose between the two country artists, but she's doing all right. The top 20 contestants did a public service announcement this week for Feeding America, whose network is the largest hunger relief organization in the United States. The Idols remotely and beautifully sang Lean On Me, a song by the great Bill Withers, who just passed away earlier this month. The PSA is to raise money for Feeding America's COVID-19 Relief Fund, which supplies food banks, emergency food boxes, and drive-through pantries. If you'd like more information or wish to donate, you can visit feedingamerica.org or their Instagram. So cool. Did you guys hear it? Like, it was beautiful.
Yeah, their rendition really of Lean On Me.
So, and they did that remotely too, but it was seamless. That was really good. This weekend was supposed to be Stagecoach, an annual country music festival, which takes place in the desert in Indio, California, and brings people from all over the U.S. It's obviously been postponed until October, but the stars have still been performing remotely all weekend and renamed Stagecoach Stage Couch. Gabby Barrett and Carrie Underwood are some of the Idol alums performing this weekend from the comfort of their homes. Sirius Broadcast is streaming all the performances for free. And apparently Sirius XM usually requires a monthly subscription, but they've been waiving all of their fees during the pandemic. So did you know that, Hamza? I had no idea.
But I'm going to go check it out now. I love Sirius.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, now, you guys, we love our three Idol judges, Lionel, Katie, and Luke. But if producers are looking for a fourth judge, Sean Stockman from Boys to Men is good to go. Yeah, our own AfterBuzz TV's Bryant Santos interviewed the Boys to Men superstar for an episode of Quarantine with the Stars. He broke the news that Sean would love to be a judge for American Idol. He's just waiting for the call. He said he would be nice to the contestants, but be stern with them, but would not be mean like Simon Cowell. He just wants to help the kids. So you heard it here at AfterBuzz first. Sean Stockman wants to be an American Idol judge.
Make
we want
it
you
happen.
To.
Make
yes.
It
if that happens, American Idol. that is all I would ever need in my life, just for Sean to come back in the scene. Mm-hmm. We need it. Do you guys remember when he co-hosted the acapella show?
The sing-off.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Him and Ben Folds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Such a great show. I missed what that show. That was really good.
Such a good show.
Yeah.
I never watched that show.
Well, I'll send you links.
Thank you.
Lisa, any more news?
That's it.
That's it for tonight. Well, let us head into our special segment. Hamza, give it to us. What are we doing?
So these people have to be real creative, real soon, real quick in their house, right? And I know it's a lot of pressure to do so. So I'm going to put you two on the spot, and I want to see what you guys would do. If you were to have to perform at home, I want to know, one, what part of your house would you perform in and why? What kind of backdrops would you use? And who would your fan base be that would be there supporting you on? Trina, I'll start with you.
The fan base part threw me off, but I will start with the other stuff. I would probably do it in my bedroom. I think there's enough eye-catching stuff in here to make it some sort of background, even though all you see is white right now. I would definitely have like a choir like
this
just around me, because I love those moments. Those choir comes in the last 30 seconds and just brings it home with you, and you're taken to church. It's my favorite thing in the world. And nice. I would figure out a way to do that. And it would probably be bright instead of moody. Although my favorite room of the night was Faith and the blue. Mm-hmm. Or no, not Faith.
Oh. Yes, yeah, Faith the blue.
And the blue, yeah. Because when she moved on the deep blue, it made it look like it was smoke. Unless my eyes were deceiving me. But that's what I thought. So I really liked her. My fan base would definitely probably just be my mom. My friend Jackie comes in here a lot. You guys. That's probably about it. But it would be so fun. I would love to produce a performance like that. It'd be so fun.
I could see that. Great. I could see that, especially with the choir and stuff, and then the white, the lights and everything shining and getting brighter at the end comes. Have us going home crying. Last song.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I need.
Lisa, what about yourself?
So what caught my eye tonight was the simple backgrounds. Like I said, like things that too weren't produced. That's what I like. So I would sing Smoke Without Fire by Duffy, and I would play the piano, and I would just like have a basic background with a piano or a keyboard in one of just a plain room of my house, and just hear the vocals, maybe have some candles on the piano, but just something really simple.
I see why you like Louie Knight's performance.
Yeah, that makes sense now.
Really, what's weird about that is that you're the one out of the three of us who does not want to sing. So right. I would think you could overproduce your stuff, right? You would have like 10 or 15 background singers, maybe Beyonce comes by or something like that. But hey, I liked it. For myself, I mean, I would choose to do it on a staircase, especially the staircase in this house. Because one, it's a nice echo in there. You can sing kind of a cappella in a way. Don't make it sound good. I think that everybody was in some kind of a garage or a room in a corner. So I think a change of pace would have been nice, other than like the lake stuff Lauren did. But, and then lastly, you guys already know the five of us, four siblings would be front row and center. My mom would be there too. And my dad would probably be upstairs listening and be like, oh, that was great, son. Good job.
Couldn't they just be in it? Huh? Couldn't they be your people? Like, couldn't they be people on the side?
You know what? They probably could, because my sisters, even though they don't like to sing in front of people, my sisters can sing. So if they wanted to come and join in, we could do like a whole Spice Girls something or another. I mean,
I like that it's Spice Girls. I say group and then said, yeah, we can just do the Spice Girls. And it'll be perfect.
All day.
We know the preference now. Amazing. That was fun, Hamza.
And I didn't say it, but my family would be there with me too. They would be the ones.
Yes.
Lisa, I assumed it.
We knew that. We know.
I'm glad you said it.
Right in that brick background with the foliage.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, missing the foliage. Yep.
That's okay. So predictions for next week. I just want to know one main thing. Who do y'all think is going home?
First.
Hamza, please.
Who do I think is going home, or maybe who do I want to go home? This is the one idol I have not enjoyed or liked since one idol.
Oh,
that'd be the Nick, what's his name? Mariko?
Mariko.
talk about somebody who's trying to be something he's not. I don't enjoy that at all. I want him to just be authentic and sing to us. But he's like, oh, they need me to look like this and toss my hair this way and sing it this way and I'll force my notes out. And it just wasn't authentic to me. So outside of the overproduced sounds that everyone's going with, this had to be the most overproduced thing I've seen from the top to bottom. I'm out. Done.
That was
sweet. How do you really feel?
Yeah,
how
no really kidding. Don't hold back. Thanks for holding back in our first topic so that you didn't have to in this one.
Nick, if you're watching this, you can still follow me on Instagram, bro.
Lisa, what do you think?
Well, I'm sad to say this because I love her, but Kimmy Gabriella, and the reason that I'm worried that she's not going to make it through to next week is she went first tonight. And I think, first of all, I didn't like how she did hers outdoors with like the flowers kind of hanging around her. There was too much going on. It was overproduced. And it was the very first, song that we saw tonight. So I don't think I was in. Once I got past the first couple songs, then I was like, okay, now I'm used to the format. But I wasn't used to the format. I didn't like her background. It was so produced. And so I love her. But I'm afraid that people aren't going to vote for her just because of how it looked with this remote format. I hope I'm wrong because I love her, but I didn't like it.
We'll
tonight.
See if she goes home. It's because of you. So
no, don't say that. I love you, Kimmy. You're great.
I have two. Ooh. I have one that's just like you, Lisa, and I hope it doesn't happen. But Sophia, I think that that America could see what I saw, maybe. And maybe that would happen. I don't want it to because I know that she's so much better than what she gave tonight. And so I hope that it's a fluke and people vote for her. The one that it was totally forgettable about me until I just looked in the chat and someone said they were in. This person is in their top 10. Dylan.
Oh.
I have no recollection of what he performed other than the production was a little strange. Dylan was singing with his guitar. The production was a bit strange. And I texted the both of you and said, what's happening?
Yep.
So right. I think that is a definite possibility. I really think it's people that are going to get lost in the 2-hour mix that we had that are going to go. And you could be very right, Lisa, about Kimmy having an unfortunate first one in the new way of doing things. So
right.
But again, we wish everybody the best, obviously. We wish everybody could stay because honestly, this is a really good top 20.
They're all stars. Absolutely. They're all stars.
So so good. Let's just read a couple things in the chat. I think we have a few minutes. Jonathan says his top 10 is Sam, Arthur, Francisco, Michaela, Sophia, Grace, Lauren, Johnny, Dylan, Julia. And
good top 10.
Yeah.
Yes. We've got Kent Key voted for both Kimmy and Sophia 10 times. So clearly think something different than us. We've got Jonathan who said Dylan was forgettable, but I think he has the country crowd and the teens. Mm. Joseph was with me and said, I forgot about Dylan. So thank you guys so much in the chat for weighing in because lots of opinions to be had. But that is it for our show tonight. Thanks everybody so much for watching. Lisa, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lisa2MsASI and also on Twitter at Lisa Marie Macy, Lisa Marie Masi.
Hamza?
Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. It's Hamza_mania. Hamza, HUMZA_mania, MANIA, as well as on a couple of other AfterBuzz shows. I'm also doing WWE NXT now, and we're going to have some more pro wrestling shows coming up. So follow along and tune in.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on those. Y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Hey Trina Dong, and I have recently picked up the TikTok game, and y'all can find me there at Trina Dong. That's it for us, guys. Tune in next week to see who gets kicked off. Until then, we will see you later. Bye.
Stay safe.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners.